It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, I have naked news for you.
Naked news? I love naked news.
Yes. Okay, so I've got three stories about being naked for you. Because, you know, it's Friday. We like to loosen up our clothing. So here's in naked news. The first story, Ashley Simpson is married to Diana Ross's son, Evan Ross. Okay. Evan Ross is also the sister. I mean, has a sister named Tracy Ellis Ross from Black-ish. You know who she is? She's a famous actress.
Okay.
She's won a bunch of Emmys and Golden Globes. So Evan Ross is pretty famous. His mom's super famous. His wife is super famous. His sister's super famous. And this week was his birthday. So his famous sister from Black-ish posted these beautiful pictures of the two of them on Instagram. Five beautiful photos of them over the years. And she wrote, "Happy birthday to my baby brother, real Evan Ross. How are you 33? It's beyond me. I love you so much. It's bananas, just bananas." I thought, what a lovely way to honor your baby brother on his birthday. His wife of 7 years, Ashley Simpson, posted a photo of him naked in the shower.
No.
And said, "Happy birthday, 33, baby."
It was his birthday suit.
I feel like that kind of thing should be private.
It's Ashley Simpson. It probably wasn't a real photo.
No. That's a good point.
Ashley Simpson doesn't know how to take a real photo. It's like a Kardashian. They don't know how to take a real photo. So the guy was probably, he probably had clothes on. She just photoshopped them off.
Or it wasn't even him to begin with. Just some random naked guy. Happy birthday, babe. Here's a naked guy.
Enjoy.
All right. So your second naked story. Now, yesterday here in America, it was National Dog Day. But in France yesterday, it was World Topless Day. I know.
And you're telling me now.
Dogs, boobs. Both good. Both good day yesterday. So France is known for its nude beaches. Topless for sure, but many are all nude. And if you've ever been to a beach in France, women are just nobody has tops. Like when they sell bikinis, it's just the bottoms. Well, a new survey found that in 2009, 40% of French women were perfectly fine being naked or topless at the beach. Today, the number has plummeted to just 19%.
Really?
Yeah. So three things have changed. Can you guess what they are?
Saturated fat.
No.
Calories in the quarter pounder.
Good point. Yeah. No. The French women are still pretty hot. No.
Okay. Gravity. Gravity's more now and it droops the boobies down more.
No, because there's still women in their 20s who are French who go to the beach.
Men are scum.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's number one. So 48% of French women said, yes, men are perverts.
Mm-hmm.
They would attack them, harass them, violate them while they're topless. So because of their physical safety, they no longer go topless or bottomless at the beach.
What guy would do that? I don't understand that at all. Why would you?
I know. I think, you know, because of social media, I think people feel more comfortable with each other. They feel like everybody's fair game. You know, celebrities are up in everyone's face. And I think if you see a woman and she's just sitting there on a beach and there's her boobies, men feel entitled to go over and say something, touch her. You know, as these women say, they get harassed or they get touched. So
yeah, I really think I'm going to go back to, I think in 2012 that the world ended.
Right.
And right now there's an opposite world going on that has a you and me in it that are doing some other radio show right now. I don't know. And then there's us who are stuck in this weird, strange world that we don't understand.
You know, when you first proposed that to me, I thought, that's ridiculous. I'm starting more and more to believe, like every day something wacky happens. I'm like, you know, God, Anthony might be right about that parallel universe theory of his.
I mean, you can't watch the news every night. It's the same news every night. You're stuck on a loop. It's a news loop. It's the same news stories at the same time. It's just in different order. So
I said there's three reasons. So what do you think the other two might be why French women are no longer going topless or bottomless at the beach?
French men are like Pepe Le Pew. I think they just follow them around and try to kiss. I don't know. COVID?
Cell phones. Social media. Yes. So a lot of times they'll be just laying on a beach, enjoying themselves, and there's some guy with a camera.
Goes back to guys being scum.
Yeah, exactly. Goes back to, but see, the first one is just men saying things to them and touching them. This is somebody from afar, either walking by them or on another towel or another chair, taking pictures and posting pictures of them topless on social media. That's changed it. And last but not least, and that's 46% of French women, 53% of women say that actually the reason why they don't go topless at the beach anymore is because of skin cancer.
Really?
They've learned more about, they have a healthy fear of skin cancer and they don't want to end up with sun damage.
That's hard to believe, because if people go to the beach, I don't think they even care about it. I think they just go, I want to get tan. I just go to the beach.
No, you can go, like, I go to the beach. I sit under an umbrella the whole time. I go in the ocean for a little bit. Then I get back under my umbrella.
Yeah. But when I was walking on Robert Moses Beach, people were packed in elbow to elbow the whole time, and not one of them under a blanket or
That's a good point. Yeah.
An umbrella. They don't care.
Yeah, well, Long Islanders, I mean, we still lay out there with baby oil. Okay. So the third and last story, finally, on your Naked News Friday, the naked baby on the cover of the Nirvana album, you know, the Nirvana album, Nevermind, you know, that picture of the naked baby chasing the dollar.
Right.
It was a foreshadowing, because that naked baby is actually 30 years old and chasing that dollar for real. He is suing the band, the photographer, and the label for child pornography. He said that at 4 months old, he could not consent, and as a result, he has suffered lifelong damage. He's 30 by now, by the way. He suffered lifelong damage for this trauma, because you can see his little winky. And he's saying that this is child pornography and not okay.
Okay. Well, his parents signed off on it. So you want to sue somebody, sue them. B, you've gotten famous because you're the baby on the cover of Nevermind. And C, you have a Nevermind Nirvana tattoo on your body because you're so proud of it. You douchebag.
Exactly. Then that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because the kid, Spencer Eden is his name, he has recreated that album cover for the 10th anniversary, the 17th anniversary, which isn't really an anniversary, and the 25th anniversary. And he wanted to do them nude, but the photographer convinced him to wear swim trunks. So he wanted to do it nude, and they said, no, dude, now you're an adult. It's creepy. Put your pants on. And like you said, he's got the word Nevermind tattooed on his chest.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened is he started dating a new girl. And the new girl said, they were laying in bed one night, and she said, you know what? We need money. We could buy a brand new house if you sued them. And he went, right, I could. That's brilliant. Now, he's a douchebag.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's so weird after all this time. He's saying that it's caused him trauma. It's like, dude, nobody asked you to out yourself as the Nirvana baby on the 10th anniversary, the 17th anniversary, and the 25th anniversary. And nobody asked you to get tattooed so you can say to people, hey, I'm the Nirvana baby. Like, that's on you. If you're going to sue anybody, sue yourself.
If you wouldn't have told anybody, nobody would say, walking down the street, that's the Nirvana baby, because we don't know.
Right. You were 4 months old. I don't think I can identify any 4 month old. If you show me a whole bunch of pictures of babies at 4 months old and a bunch of 30 year olds, I could not pair the 30 year old with the 4 month old.